is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down
there. I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to be together again here in this thing that we call the Doug Steffen Good Day program, all about the wonder of life, the wonder of things that are possible, our perceptions, our experiences, what we're exposed to, whether it's the weather, whether it's other people, whether it's our jobs, whether it's the weather. Did I say the weather?
You already? Did. Weather.
I did. Weather, the weather. And how are you weathering the weather, Jennifer? Jennifer Horn is here.
Oh, the weather in Southern California, very tough. Tough
That's
weather.
That's hard. Yeah, right. It's a very difficult thing.
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Are you really? That's good. That's good to know. Ken Kessler, how are you doing? Also a Southern Californian.
Oh, yesterday was tough. We had a possibility of a cloud.
It's hard to deal with, you know.
It is a tough thing. Well, we had a little rain, humidity here on the farm on the East Coast. It was hot and humid, and then you got cold wind. Temperature dropped 20 degrees in about an hour as a cold front blew through. How'd you like that for a sound effect? Pretty good, huh?
It's
very
good.
Effective.
You should
yeah.
go get a weatherman job.
Yeah, I should. As a matter of fact, I had the chance to be a weatherman when I was a youngster. I was going to do weather. I was working in radio in Worcester, Massachusetts, and the local television station was looking for a weather person, and so I applied along with a lady named Gail Sheehy. She was much more attractive than I was.
She beat you, didn't she?
She did, in fact, because it seemed the general manager of the station enjoyed taking her to dinner much more than he enjoyed taking me to dinner.
She more fun than Doug.
She,
you could have been good. You could have done weather with the beat.
I would have done, I would have probably ended up, it's amazing how life throws certain things at you, and you seize the moment, if you will. If I had done that, Pat Sajak was coming along about the same time, and there were a number of, David Letterman, number of people who were weathermen on the radio, I'm sorry, on television, and they went on to become, Letterman became, Pat Sajak became, others who I can think of off the top of my head. It would have brought me around to perhaps doing some of the things that had been offered to me along the years. I had a game show opportunity, and I never took it because it would have kept me off the farm in the summertime, and I would rather be around my cows than do a game show. It was pretty much that simple. Because most of those shows are taped in the summertime. You know that, right? When the studios are not being used as much,
mm-hmm.
they have, there's a 21-day window for 21, 22 days.
Right, they film them Sajak all in the bowl,
and, yeah,
right?
Right, they do five or
not
six
a gig,
a day.
Though. I mean, think about that. Pat Sajak and Alex Trebek, people think that they work every day.
No. Yeah. They work less than a month a year.
Yeah.
Right. And in I think they're somewhere between 14 and 17 million a year that they make. And it's a cool thing. And who doesn't know who Pat Sajak is?
I know.
Who doesn't know who Alex Trebek is?
The only complaint I'd like to file is, do you remember on Wheel of Fortune when they used to go shopping instead of just winning the prize like they do now?
Wheel of Fortune!
I liked to see, do you remember that? Like, now they win a prize or a cash amount. But it used to be that they would take their cash amount and they would get to spend it in the, store. Remember that?
I think big.
And it'd be like their floating head, and their floating head would, fly through all the rooms, and they'd be like, I'd like that stand-up grandfather clock, Pat. I'd like that piano, Pat. And they'd, pick out all these items.
Uh-huh. And I guess I'll take one of the porcelain dogs.
I know. Right. And you're like, oh, the porcelain dog. Not the porcelain dog, no.
Hi. So, I didn't remember all that, but I'm glad it was called to our attention. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Yeah.
Never go for the porcelain dog.
Let's talk about scandals, right?
Scandals.
Why not?
Why not? There's a lot of them.
We've decided, I think we came up collectively with seven different things. Now there is a post. We have IRS A and B,
mm-hmm.
the IRS scandal about what happens with the 501c4s and how certain groups that are to the right got scrutinized, certain groups that are to the left didn't, and thus the discussion. Now, the other thing, I suppose in the top three, Benghazi is in there and the AP phone records. Apparently, the Justice Department is seizing records of a reporter from Fox News as well, and will tell nobody why. So is this something that needs to go to the Supreme Court? I can imagine Roger Ailes taking this and pushing
going
it.
Going nuts, yeah.
Right. Yeah, because this is a great fodder to promote what they're all about. It also promotes the agenda that they are against. And in the meantime, the Justice Department showing it is as clueless as it is. Completely, not a little, but completely clueless, going after at this time something or somebody else to cause more negative attention on an administration that's already basically numb and not able to do anything. And so you got all of this stuff that's going on. Kenny, we were talking earlier today about the news media focusing in on things. I guess I'll go to the Oklahoma tornado wreckage and the continuing pummeling of that story to the point where we actually need to think, I think we need to think, about what really our priorities are. So you got the story on Monday, and it was horrible. So here we are on Wednesday, and people are still showing the same footage, the same story, the same essence of what we have become. And that is a bunch of bumbling fools that run around at like the sky is falling every day. There's another reason for us to run like Chicken Little into some hen house and cackle about, oh, my God, look at what happened. Like there's never been a tornado before. Like there has never been a scandal before. Like there has never been somebody sentenced to death before. Like, all of these things are fresh and new, and yet another reason to think that life is coming to a quick end. It's very unhealthy. It really is. Emotionally, mentally, spiritually, it is extraordinarily unhealthy for us to continue to grab on to all of this stuff and have it become our cause célèbre when we pay no attention to what's going on in our own lives at all.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes an excuse, a way to avoid dealing with what really is important. I'm not saying Oklahoma isn't important. It certainly is to the people in Moore, Oklahoma, and those areas that have been affected. I mean, it's amazing. You look at the crisscross of the three tornadoes that have gone through there in the past, 14 years? And, man, within 2 miles,
oh, yeah.
The intersect is just amazing.
It's very sad, too. I mean, just to look at the devastation. But I think it's interesting that they've reduced the numbers of the people that died, not to mm-hmm. reduce the impact of the storm. I mean, everybody's important. But it interests me how they got the number up to 91, and now it's down, I think it's in the 20s now.
Well,
right?
That speaks to what I'm talking about, Jennifer, exactly.
Right.
They kept pounding away at how many people, and the number as the body count went up, supposedly, the more horrible and horrific it was, and the more video you saw of the same destruction that you saw 15 minutes ago. It is a mania that is very, very demoralizing, and I think that it just adds to, I mean, people say, well, it gets attention away from Obama, and it's just not healthy. And I've noticed today there's a survey. One of our trades is covering how people use the radio. And the mornings, which is when we're on, are focused on this sort of thing. People want to hear what's going on. They love personality. They want to know the world is safe. And they want to know how the weather is going to affect the kids going to school. All that sort of thing. And then after that, okay, I've heard enough. I know enough. I'm going on to something else. So they leave the radio and they go to their device and start listening to or paying attention to other forms either of information or entertainment through the day. And it's because, and this is, by the way, true on television as well as on the radio. People in the morning on radio and television, they're all about wanting to know that everything, either what's going on, they want to know everything that's going on that they think will affect them, and they want to know that the world is relatively safe for them to go out into. Other than that, okay, next I got to go to work, I got to go to school, I got to take care of this, I've got to do my daily whatever it is. But the shift at 10 o'clock in the morning is amazing. It's like these kids, television and radio programs are like children in the, like out the lost. Please find me! Pay attention to me! Listen to me! I need you to be here with me! And then you get down to the cynical side. It's all about making money. Whatever you can do to get people to listen or watch you so that you can charge more money for your advertising. That's, it's a phenomenon that I think deserves some understanding. What's the most important thing to you today? Is Oklahoma the number one thing? If it is, you need to get a life, pal. It isn't.
Well, unless you're in that area.
Right.
It
if
is.
You're there, yeah,
it
yeah.
It is important.
If you're there, it's
whenever
important
there's
to you
a loss there. Of life and there is devastation, it is important.
But
it
how
is.
Am I, but why is it important to you?
Because,
you're not there.
You know what? Because I'm a compassionate person.
Oh,
and because
fine.
I sympathize with
so send some
with
money and
there.
Sympathize. Right. But do we have to keep talking about it?
Well, I don't think we have to keep seeing the same images over and over again. I agree with you about that. But I don't want to downplay it so much to the point where people think that it's not an important thing, because it is. People
it isn't.
Died.
But it's not important to me, and it's not important to you. People died, yes. I'm not being callous. It's sad that people died. People die. People die in automobile accidents every day. We have 343 people who were shot in this country yesterday. Where's the story about that?
Oh, they're out there. Trust me, I saw a few of them.
Yeah.
I saw a few on local news. I heard a couple of people
okay,
that got
but
shot.
But again, how does that affect your life? Unless you get shot or somebody you know gets shot. And how likely is it that of the three people that got shot in Los Angeles yesterday, you're going to know any one of them?
Does it matter?
I think it does. I don't think that
so
we're...
So then should
influence.
We just end news just
yes.
in general?
Yeah, I
that's
so.
What you're getting at. So
I think
no
that
more
we
news.
Don't need to know most of the stuff that there is that is presented to us. And people would say, well, what would you talk about? This is a news talk radio station. We talk about the news talk radio program. But there are so many more things, and we find them every day. We find dozens of things every day to talk about that are not the major scandals or the major issues in the news. But yet they give you reason to think, cause to think that things aren't so bad. They really aren't. Do we talk about the tornado or Jody Arias or these sorts of things? Or do we talk about things that maybe bring us around thinking, hey, there's some good stuff going on in the world and lessons to be learned? That's all. I'm just asking you to think about it in terms of your own perspective on things, okay? 19 after on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Singing on The Voice last night, a song in memory of the dead and homeless.
And actually a song written for Blake's brother who died.
There yesterday?
No, in life he died, and that song was originally written for him.
What happened to him?
I think he had a car accident. Not any like drunk driving or anything. I think he just had a car accident, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm. Barbara Walters' daughter got arrested in Florida. Night before last.
Did
you see that? Speaking of drunk driving.
She's had her troubles, too.
Actually, I don't know anything about her.
Very well documented in Barbara's book, her biography. Yeah. She talked about all the troubles she had with her daughter said she turned her life around, so it made it a little extra sad that she got snapped up.
And did she have the problems she's had because of the notoriety of her mother and her mother not paying attention to her?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that contributes to, you know, it's contributed to my problems, Doug. The notoriety of Barbara Walters has really got me in trouble.
Me, too. In fact, you're right about that. 26 after the hour, how successful will you be today depends on how you look at the day. The world is it's a constitution, and the world works and grows. The point I'm trying to make here, if you didn't listen, I just went off for 4 or 5 minutes on how much we pay attention to the negative things in life, and they bring us disharmony, and you find things don't work when there is not harmony. I'm looking for harmony, cooperation, and that's best represented in personal relationships. That's the most fertile soil for advancement, for success, if you will. All life really grows based on achievements that individuals have, because you can't get anywhere. I couldn't do as well here if Ken weren't doing his job, or if Jennifer weren't doing her job, or Michael weren't doing his job, or Richie or whomever. And so that's it. You understand that your life grows based on your place here. And doing certain things the way you do them helps to further the goal. All of us are in this together. I guess that's really kind of my point. All right, it's from the late night shows. This, by the way, the anniversary of the end of the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Ed. Did you know that? This is the anniversary of that?
Yeah. I remember it, though. I remember watching with my grandma.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man. Here's a joke about the president. Well, let's just, without having to intro Jay Leno, here's Jay Leno.
Hey, President Obama gave a commencement address at Morehouse College over the weekend. Great speech, very inspiring. He told the young graduates, your future is bright. Unless, of course, they want jobs, then they're totally screwed. But other than that... And Michelle Obama also gave a commencement address at a high school in Nashville, Tennessee. And the First Lady said about her husband, that's what she said. She said, I could take up a whole afternoon talking about his failures. And today she was offered her own show on Fox News. So how about that? It's amazing.
I just read that four women have qualified to race in this Sunday's Indy 500. Yep. Four women going around and around in circles, or that's normally called The View.
Yeah, I think The View actually has been pretty good in lots of different ways. I don't know how I like it when Elizabeth's gone, although it looks like they're warming up Brooke to get in there. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. Congressman Daryl Issa's Benghazi hearings try to, in effect, blame the deaths of four Americans on President Obama and Secretary Clinton's neglect and then cover-up. Is there any evidence for this?
We know now the administration lied. They lied about it being a terrorist attack repeatedly. They lied about changing the talking points. If George Bush had done that, if Ronald Reagan had done that, if Jesus Christ had done that, I would be, and we all should be, outraged.
Mary, I have not seen anything that suggests that either the president or the secretary of state did anything other than what was right, proper, ethical, honest throughout this. Now, as a way of getting out of this morass, I think we should get George Mitchell and James Baker and redo a report if you think more needs to be done.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Change yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to see what's going on and have a good day. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. We're all here to bring you up to date on things that are going on that are of interest and import. Not much to underscore in Oklahoma City. Pretty much everybody knows that the numbers we were using yesterday are not the real numbers. And so I guess if we can find something good about this, that's it.
That's Ken knows why this got. Happened, though, Dougie. Did you?
Ken knows why it happened.
Why they figured it out.
So inflated.
Really? What happened? Yeah. Why? How? What happened?
The IRS was counting the bodies.
That explains it. That pretty much sums it up.
There you go.
Okay. Well, listen. Another reason to get rid of those damn IRS agents.
If they only had a flat tax.
Yep. Or a flat tire, one or the other. So here's what's going on. This weekend is Memorial Day. Most people know that, right?
Yay.
Memorial Day is a time when we give thought, credence, acknowledgement.
And buy sheets, towels, and cars.
Yeah, right. There are big sales going on this weekend. Yes. But there are also a lot of people who are going to place flags on the graves of veterans. I noticed here in my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, there is a program that's been put together for volunteers, mostly scouts, Eagle Scouts. One Eagle Scout actually took this on as a project. A candidate for Eagle Scout helped to organize the placement of flags on veterans' graves at the same cemetery where my mother is buried. It's conveniently called Edgell Grove Cemetery because it's on the corner of Edgell and Grove Street.
Oh,
that's where it got its name.
Nice.
And but this is something I would much rather acknowledge them and this than I would spend a lot of time talking about. Richie, just a few minutes ago before you got here, I was talking about the negative implications for individuals who are not directly involved in the tornado. And the fact that we seem to have, and whether it's me just noticing it now, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, so I don't think I'm calloused. The essence of the mania that gets around, wrapped around any event that happens in our country that is negative. The Boston bombing went on for days and days and days, and nothing really came of it. We acknowledged who was involved, got the story on them, all thought that there should be more cooperation between the FBI and the CIA, and that's it. In terms of Oklahoma, this thing has consumed the lives of so many people.
There's so many stories. It's the news cycle and the live soap operas.
But why do we let ourselves get into this?
Because we love human drama. We want to see it.
I don't see that it does us any good at all. I think that it helps us to further break down the things that we could work on, that we could talk about, that are available, that are good. Now, there are good things that come. There are stories about people and heroism.
Right. And that's what they bring you, and that's what people get involved in. Mean,
not enough of it. There's too much of the body count that's wrong and all this other stuff. It just... I don't see how people's lives are enhanced by looking at that devastation, those pictures over and over and over and over and over again. I don't see it. But that's me. I would rather talk about these children that are going to go around and place the flags on the graves of the veterans.
Me too.
I'd rather talk about that, frankly. Actually, what I would like to talk about now is a list of the top 10 greatest disc jockeys in the history of music radio.
Oh, really?
There's a list that is out today. Well, I don't know, this world, the world of America. How many of you grew up with, I'm going to give you 10 names, and I wonder how many of you can identify with at least one person that's on this list. And it doesn't make a difference how old you are either, by the way. There are some names on this list that are universal, that people of all ages know. All right? So with your concurrence, ladies and gentlemen, the top 10 disc jockeys of all time, according to a list that's been put together by several people who come from that ilk, if you will, programming.
Number 10.
The person at the number 10 position is Howard Stern. I find this interesting not only because he is still around, very prolific, doing better all the time, a guy who's approaching 60, who's had relevance basically for 40 years, but he doesn't play music. And he really
hasn't for 30 years.
He really does. Now, when he got started, he was, he used to play a little.
At DC-101, he did.
Yeah, right, exactly. But he just is
a
very interesting character in his own right. So anyway, he's number 10 on the list.
Number 9.
Number 9 is Scott Shannon.
Scott Shannon.
Right. Now, you hear him.
And now, Sean Hannity.
Right, exactly. He's a puker. He actually is a very good guy. I'm friends with him.
He's a classic DJ.
Oh, he really is.
He pukes all over the Hannity show, man.
It's time for the Sean Hannity show. And he and Sean are friends because they work in the same studio up at the ABC facility in New York. But it really is. He has done a great job in New York.
I mean, this guy's a legend, man.
He's the same age as Howard and within an earshot of me. And he's been around and been around and been around, and he still makes it work.
Number 8.
Number 8 is a guy who I had forgotten about, frankly. His real name was Lawrence James Travagliante. He is credited with making Cleveland's WMMS into one of the leading AOR, which is album-oriented rock, stations in the country. His name on the air was Kid Leo. And if you ever hear him introduce a Bruce Springsteen song or the Pretenders or any of these people, he had a thing. He and Dick Summer, who's a guy that's on this program from time to time and a great friend of mine, did these garage shows during the 60s and 70s, or the basement shows, or the underground shows. You remember those? And this guy doesn't look... This guy looks like he should have been in The Sopranos. That's what he looks like. And yet, he was the smoothest... Some of these guys are...
Monday means rock line. Right now, brand new. For a guy that's been kind of a cult item for a while. I've been in this corner. John Hyatt. His first I say legitimate shot at chart success. And from what else? A soundtrack from White Knight's Snake Charmer on MMS.
Number 4, looking for 7. Lots of time. Call back, please. Number five. Look for seven. Call back, please.
100.7 Kid Leo here with you until the hour of 6 o'clock. You know, comebacks. That's the story of the year, especially.
He does look like one of the Sopranos.
Oh, he does.
He looks like he just stepped off the set, man.
He does. Great guy. Very interesting, Jacques. Okay, next.
Number seven.
Number seven on the list is probably the best known disc jockey, true disc jockey, to most people in America, even today, even though he really isn't on the radio much anymore because he's like 84 years old. I'm talking about who else? Speak about pukers, Richie.
So until next time.
It's Casey. Casey.
Keep reaching for the stars.
Very good guy. And he has managed. He was another Cleveland guy.
Guy's a legend, man.
I'll tell you something. There are a lot of great jocks and music personnel. I was going to school in Ohio in the 60s. Used to listen Cleveland.
One of your top, either number one or number two, came out of Cleveland. So
yes, number one.
Yeah, number one. Yeah, yep. Came out of Cleveland.
Yep.
So
yep. All right. Yep.
Number six.
Number six on the list. That was Casey Kasem, by the way, at number seven. Number six, a guy named Big Daddy Tom Donahue. Now, he's not going to be somebody that you know so well. He was among the first to see the possibilities of FM radio being the place where the hits were played, because as most of you know, AM radio is the dominant force in the 50s and 60s, and that's where all the big jocks were, that's where all the big music was, that's where all the personalities were. This guy was on KMPX in San Francisco, and he managed to create a situation. The whole station was built around him and what they called at the time freeform radio, and it was you play what you want, say what you want, do what you want, and whatever it is, you do it, and the audience loved it. And I dare say today, Richie, that if somebody had the courage, the balsam, the sense to let this happen again, it would create a whole new genre, because there's so much good music that doesn't get played.
And there's so much entertainment that we don't get to hear. There's entertaining people that they don't let you listen to.
Yeah, and Big Daddy was an example of that.
Number five.
Number five is a guy who came from the Midwest. He was a Chicago guy, as a matter of fact, before he went to Los Angeles to sort of take over the helm at KHJ. And he stayed on the radio until he died of lung cancer. I'm talking about Robert W. Morgan, who, Jennifer, he was around when you were growing up as a kid.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Good Morgan. Good Morgan. Good Morgan. And everything he did, if you have sound on him, Richie, he had one of those voices. He was just the kind of a guy that really didn't say much, didn't have to say much. It was him. He had an extraordinary ego.
KHJ, Los Angeles. All hits, all the time.
Scope. Back in the
like
days of the big disc jockeys.
KHJ, that's Isaac Hayes in the theme from Shaft. 805, this is Robert W. Morgan Show. I've been trying to get a movie star to call me on warning because the film crew's going to be here shortly to film me for a film that's going to be rated Big Red G. And it's be my first role, and I wanted some tips. And so far, however, the only movie star who has called me has been Linda Lovelace. And I couldn't understand a word she said.
Nice.
Okay, next on the list.
Number four.
Wolfman Jack.
Wolfman.
Wolfman Jack, one of the most interesting characters. His name was Robert Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Became known as, remember from American Graffiti? Really crystallized what his career was all about. He was a TV personality at the Midnight Special. He was one of those guys that was on the other side of the border for a while.
He was down at the Tijuana station.
And the signals were so big because they had
It covered half the country.
Yeah, right.
This is his first night on the radio on WNBC.
That's a good theme song.
Yeah.
Cover your NBC. WABC had some great personality. WABC, WNBC. But great radio stations.
When my first job in radio was at a local 70s station here in Washington, D.C., and it's where he originated his syndicated show from that he did on Saturday nights. And he'd fly up from North Carolina here and do the show on Friday night and then fly home on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, the day after you interviewed him, Doug, and I had never met you yet, he flew up, did his show, didn't look in the best of shape.
Yeah.
He was a big dude anyway.
Yeah, he was very
big. Went home, and as he was walking up the driveway, his wife was walking out of the house, and he passed out and had a heart attack right there in the driveway.
Died in the driveway.
And it was so obvious, because the night before, he looked terrible.
Yeah.
And it was just so obvious, he just wanted to get home to his wife.
Yeah. Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
Claim to fame on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as I was the last guy on the air he ever talked to. Hey.
Number
Number three is a guy who was not known to most people outside of New York and Philadelphia, but man, what an impact this guy. His name was Jocko Henderson, and he pioneered being black on the radio and did it in such a smooth, wonderful way. He had one of those baritone voices, Richie. If you can find some sound on him, smooth, smooth, smooth. And he was the first sort of fly jock, even though he took the train. He did mornings in New York and afternoons in Philadelphia. And there hasn't been a guy, I don't think, I did it for a while, a couple of different circumstances. Tom Joyner did it, did mornings in Dallas, afternoons in Chicago. And this was before you could do it technically by just sitting in one studio. He used to get on the plane and fly, or in Jocko's case, he used to take the train back and forth from Philadelphia to New York. But you can just, this guy, I don't know what he smoked, but whatever it is, it gave him the ability to sound as smooth, smooth, smooth as you can possibly. And he made most of the Motown, the Sound of Philadelphia stuff.
Yeah, apparently released a couple of records, too.
Yeah.
Because that's what a lot of his stuff is showing up as.
Yeah.
So now I'm confused.
Right.
Well, there's not enough room for the last three.
Rich is expecting people on a list, and they may not be there.
Yeah.
Unless there's a tie.
Well,
I think this top 10 was 11.
Yeah.
Missing who? Well, wait till we get there. Let's do
three. Well, I know who number 2 and number 1 are going to be, but where's Rick Dees?
Rick Dees is not on this list.
Really?
Yep. He's not, and I think that's an oversight. I think you're right. It was interesting. You and I are thinking the same thing.
Wow. Okay, so I know who number 2 is.
Number 2.
Well, we haven't gotten to number 3 yet.
Oh, wait a minute. Number 3.
Number 3.
Number 4 was Jocko. Number 3 is Cousin Brucey.
Yeah.
Couldn't be a list, and he's still around today listening to Sirius. He's 80. See, how old is Bruce? Bruce is probably 84, 85 now. And he pretty much still sounds the same. He's never said anything that made any sense. Not any sense. He never said anything that made any difference. And has become one of the most charmed personalities ever to be on the radio. Very interesting figure, and has a horrible toupee, and has for years. Wonderful, warm, wonderful guy. He really is. So, man, everybody, if you talk about Cousin Brucey, everybody knows who you're talking about. All right. Number 2,
Number
Rizzi.
2.
A strictly local act, but yet most people knew him. One of the leading voices to come out of the East Coast, Philadelphia jocker, High Lit. And he was the guy responsible for American Bandstand, not Dick Clark. It was High Lit who got sort of pushed out, if you will, but still made a career out of being on the radio in the 60s and 70s especially.
All right, number one.
Number one on the list is Alan Freed.
Right.
Who is known as the father. He invented the term rock and roll. And
he didn't invent the term rock and roll. He was the one who popularized it.
No, he actually used the words first, I believe.
No, the from the old juke joints and the rhythm and blues.
Oh, okay, but he used
in the yeah, the black community had it for years and years and years before.
He gets credit for attaching the phrase rock and roll
to the music.
But he did not create. Yes, right.
Yes.
Yeah, right. You're right about that. Okay. So that's cool.
No Dick Clark either, huh?
No, Dick Clark's not on the list either. Dick Clark was never really a jock.
Yeah,
per se.
I mean, he was more of a TV guy. Right. But he was a jock, but...
Yeah, he was. And so was Ed. I mean, a lot of people get started early on playing a little music, but it didn't make any difference. All right, do I have time for anything? No, we don't have time for anything, except to kind of... see, wasn't that more fun than talking about what's going on in... we still know that there was a tornado in Oklahoma, right?
That was fun. But you know what I didn't get to play?
Oh, what?
I didn't get to play this. Hold on.
Ricky, right.
Sure.
Be on that list. 51 after on Good Day.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
After the hour on the Doug Good Day program. Lots of things going on here. Let's get going or keep going, shall we? Any objections? You don't want to stop now, do you, Jennifer?
Never.
Plow ahead, sir.
Let's
all right,
go.
Tech Talk time on Good Day. We're going to keep going. There's a new service that helps you retract that tweet when you say the wrong thing. This may be come in handy. Shelley Palmer.
Mistweet. Speaking of, hey, Jerry Anthony Weiner's running for mayor of New York.
Man, I don't get that guy.
What?
Oh, man, you're talking about clueless. Yeah. And there's no words in the dictionary. There's just a picture next to clueless of Weiner. Unbelievable. Okay, anyway, so Shelley Palmer reports for us in just a moment. Stand by and good day.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, Speedy, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Twitter is a great way to get a message or a link out to the world of people who care about what you have to say. But what if you mistype or send the wrong URL? If people have retweeted you, things can get tricky pretty quickly. That's where Retwact comes into play. That's R-E-T-W-A-C-T. Retwact lets you write a retraction tweet or send a #RT retract message, which goes out to everyone who retweeted the mistake through the @Retwact Twitter account, showing them the original and the corrected tweets side by side. While the service is fairly limited, you can only choose from the last 5 tweets you've sent, and the messages only go out to the people who retweeted you, not the people who may have seen the retweet. It's a great first step helping clean up a social media mistake you might have made. What you put online stays online forever, but with Retwact, at least we can help make sure what's out there is accurate. Follow me on Twitter @ShelleyPalmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Roll Down. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to their lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction 90 days same as cash, not valid in Vermont.
Would you want to know if you had a serious illness, even if there wasn't a cure? That's just one question the new healthcare survey set out to explore, and the findings will surprise you. Kate Brooks here to report.
As the debate over healthcare costs continues, a new Siemens study shows most Americans are willing to pay out of pocket for medical tests that aren't covered by their insurance. Siemens Healthcare CEO Dr. Gregory Sorensen says the survey, conducted by Harris Interactive, shows patients want a clear diagnosis.
78% of the time, they said they would like to know their diagnosis, even if there isn't a cure. And the reason for that is not knowing what's wrong with you is psychically uncomfortable, and actually understanding what might be wrong with you can help you plan your life.
Dr. Sorensen says 9 in 10 Americans agree the value of knowing exactly what is wrong is as important as having access to a doctor in the first place.
If they know they're going to have Alzheimer's disease, they might decide to sell their business, or they might decide to make a management change at one point or another. We want to know what's in our future, and by having accurate information, we can make better decisions.
For more, visit usa.siemens.com. That's Healthcare Now from Siemens.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Take seconds to form a first impression about a house. Is your curb appeal helping or hurting you this home buying season? Brian Osich finds out that there's a good chance you won't see top dollar if your lawn isn't healthy and green.
True Green's Lawn Lifestyles National Survey of America finds the majority of respondents saying the quality of a lawn can tell you a lot about the overall quality of a home. In fact, 56% of homeowners report a good lawn would warrant a higher price. TV host Jason Cameron.
According to the National Association of Realtors, nearly all homeowners in the True Green Home Features report said curb appeal was important in choosing their home, with most having purchased a home with a healthy green lawn and well-maintained landscaping.
So Cameron recommends investing in your lawn now for a better payoff in the future, especially if you're planning to sell your house this year or next.
Grass competes with weeds for space and nutrients, so strengthening the health of your turf could help to win your lawn's war with weeds. True Green takes a scientific approach to a lawn you'll love, with PhD agronomists developing the training for each True Green certified lawn specialist.
For lawn tips and survey info, log on to TrueGreen.com. That's TRUGreen.com. That's Newsbreak from True Green.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.